Hey, this is B. Thanks for listening to Brawny AI's From Zero to Creator. This podcast is a personal journey showing the ups and downs of starting a new career in content creation when I'm not that young anymore. There's a lot of struggles, and also there's a lot of victories. There's a lot of surprises. There's a lot of personal stories woven into it, and I hope you enjoy listening to this. So in this podcast, you're listening to actually one of the my first night out that I haven't done for many years. When I was in a relationship, I didn't really go out or stay out at night just because. I think for those people who are in a couple, you understand why. But in my case, I really didn't feel like going out or just hanging out with my friends. So in a hindsight, I don't think that was actually healthy for me nor even my ex, because at the end of the day, everything was just like between him and myself, and we lose a little bit the touch of what's going on out there. And in this night in Shinjuku, where you're listening to all these sounds, all these some of the live conversation which are random that I was able to actually record and edit, and also respect the privacy of certain parts of it when it requires, you're listening to this very first kind of experience of me, can I say, rejoining the world again. I don't know how you define that, but it was, but at the end of the day, what matters is that it was a lot of fun. I didn't feel tired as usually I would feel like when I go out, and it was just very energizing to be able to see myself being able to just go out, have fun, meet with people without holding myself back. I'm not even thinking about like, oh, I'm getting too old, I'm like this, I'm like that. Like, I wasn't overconscious at all. And I was just basically being myself authentically and just putting myself out there. So this is a pretty powerful feeling, especially like when you are jaded with so many things in life after many years of life experience. And I was really happy that I was able to, how can I say, heal? I'm not sure if heal is the right word, because you don't kind of erase the bad experiences at all, but you are able to overcome the challenges that they give to you. And you're, and at least in myself, with this night, I was able to actually shine in my own way, to enjoy the experience like a bright light out of the darkness of the night. So hopefully you still listen to the continuation of this. It's a little bit long, this podcast, but it was a lot of fun. How are you?
Good.
Cheers.
Your dress color very like Mario.
I know, right? It's just the hat. The hat is not.
Okay. You do it on purpose?
No.
Yeah.
I know.
It's success.
Why
is that success? It's a C.
I guess.
Do you live here or
visit? I'm just visiting. It's, I still have this weekend, next weekend, and then I'm gone. How about you? Do you live here?
No. I visit also. I live tomorrow.
Already? How long have you been here?
6 days.
Oh, it was like 6 years.
No, 6 days. I'm a little drunk.
No problem. It's part of it.
I like the music here.
No, the vibe is good. It's like it's open. It's, today's not cold. So, all good.
Yeah, open and more
friendly, maybe?
Liberal.
Yeah.
Because I think many bars here in Japanese, like, they want to hide.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And also, like, if I don't speak Japanese, I can't read Japanese or even the kanji, which is the Chinese. Right? So it's like, I have no idea. And I don't want to keep using Google Translate every single time.
What's that?
I do podcasts, so sometimes I record.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. I just started, like, doing podcasts maybe 10 days ago.
About what subject?
It's because it's like I'm changing my career.
Ah, okay.
So basically my show, my podcast is about my process of becoming a creator.
Ah, okay, okay.
The struggles, the crazy ideas, or things like that.
You got nice teeth.
Thank you.
You bleach it?
I bleach a long time ago.
You know.
Oh my goodness! Can I take a picture with you? Oh my goodness! Thank you. Oh my goodness. Oh, this is a video. Sorry. Hey. Oh my goodness! Nice to meet you. Thank you. Oh my goodness!
No, you're not. No.
I'm grabbing a drink. Be back. Hey, I need a virgin margarita.
Mojito.
700 yen.
Sorry, how much?
700.
Here. Thank you.
Arigato. Thank you so much.
So she's just sleeping in the room all day. She's just kind of like there. And like I yelled at the front desk. I'm like, how did you give somebody a room key and let them charge breakfast without verifying their identification? And then they apologized profusely and sent up this like really lovely fruit spread. Hold on, wait. Let me see if I can find it. Oh, yeah. They sent us this because they were like, we're really sorry, we fucked up. And I was like,
they don't have to pay for the breakfast or what?
Let me see that picture again.
They put Mountain Dew, which I'm really offended. Why would you give
They give you two Coca-Colas and two Mountain Dews and a bottle. What is this bottle?
Bottle of wine.
So obviously the battery. I lasted longer than the battery, so that's the impressive thing. Now it's Sunday morning at 7, so basically I started my night in Nichome. That's the way that we pronounce instead of Nichome. Nichome. And this is the gay neighborhood. And I have not slept since yesterday. Interesting enough, I didn't feel overwhelmed or too sleepy or something like that, because I think I was having fun. I didn't need caffeine, nothing. So I really appreciate that. And it's Really, I haven't really had this much fun for so long that I'm not gonna cry. It sounded like what? Just playing with you guys. Look, I've been in a relationship for over 5 years and then I broke up. I was busy with work, thinking that the more energy I put it, the more results I would get. And all the things that I wanted to do, I kind of postponed it. And last year was a reckoning of tons of things happening at the same time. And I'm here. And my night started after putting my backpack in the capsule hotel. I was actually in doubt if I, oh, should I go out or just rest? I took the plunge.
I'd rather have
I took the plunge. I took the plunge. I walked into the gay neighborhood, the Nichome. And then from there, I was looking at Google Maps to see the bars, doing Google search, but they were not like really clear what's something that would fit to what I wanted. But to be honest, I wasn't sure what I wanted. I mean, I know based on Brawny AI, you guys know what I like, but I wasn't sure if that's real. it's like, oh, can I get something like that? And I was like, just go and hang out and see what's going on and who knows what happens. I basically lost that in real life. I lost that ability to actually search for things, to ask for things. And tonight, actually today, I reconnected with some ability that I lost. So I find it significant. This is like super significant for me personally. To rediscover that I have the capacity to actually make, meet with people, chit chat, or just, just talk about things or just listening, just, smoothly, switching from one group of people to another, or just like, okay, I think it's time for me to go, but do it in a way that I feel that I'm respecting the other person, and myself. And this kind of sociability, I think I lost it in the last few years. Also because of COVID. And I'm very happy about it. Now, what happened? I went to this first bar. I call it Air Cafe, but they say it in a different way, which is open. The tables are outside. And so it was pretty friendly for foreigners or something like that. Not like everything in Japanese in a Taiwanese bar and then people don't speak English and that kind of thing, which is a thing apparently. And then I just went, got my virgin margarita or whatever, mojito. And then I just checked my social media a little bit. I think I'm addicted to it. And then I started just approaching people, just talking about things. It's like, hey, where are you from, blah blah blah, and people respond positively, and then we just kept going. And then when the conversation died from one, I went to another, and I kept jumping from groups of people, not many, but finding, kind of warming up. Maybe that's the way to see it. And then later, suddenly out of nowhere, Atsuko, which is this comedian, very famous right now in the US and Canada and some other places, appeared out of nowhere. So I was like, oh my fucking goodness, what's going on here? It's like I was already having fun, and then I'm getting like a very nice gift out of nowhere. I took the video, I share on Instagram, and some of you, if you check it out, probably still there somewhere. But and she replied later, putting in her story. So I feel very grateful to be able to see her. I was not expecting at all. Actually, the whole thing, the whole night, the way that it happened, it wasn't planned or happening like that at all. I'm flabbergasted in some ways. And then after that, she obviously just showed up very quickly. I think she was just checking out the nightlife in Ichom. And then I just went to make my little video and post it, because I was so too happy about it. And I went to chat with other people. I found this group of three people talking. One of the guys has this super amazing voice. He could be an amazing radio anchor or something like that. The voice is amazing. And then from there we left. So I kind of sticked to this group, and we went to a place called Dragon. Dragon is more like a dance club bar, all types of people, very crowded at that point. It has an entrance fee, which is a minimum consumption. And then I grabbed some drink. I haven't drank alcohol for a long time, so I made that exception. And then I was dancing a little bit, checking out the scene, the guys. Right, there was this guy that caught my attention, but then I couldn't find him again. So, but then the other three guys, they left. They wanted to go somewhere else, because in some ways, that ambience could also be putting off, right? Because there was just too many people and kind of messed up. I stayed. I got my second drink. I kept chatting with people, and then I chatted with this guy, and I asked him. This is something that I was like, why you didn't do this? I asked him, I was like, hey, I want to go to a bar where I see these hunky men, right, muscular men. Which are the bars that do that? I didn't recommend the Eagle Tokyo Blue. And another one, Builder or something like that. I forgot that name. But it's in my phone. And then from there, I left Dragon and I walked through to the Toko Eagle Blue. And that Toko Eagle Blue, actually, they put a lot of products from Jiraiya, which is another Bara artist, a famous one. It would be great to meet with these people, but sometimes I get a phrase like, would they be seeing AI as something obscene, right? Because that's that kind of backlash is starting to get stronger, not weaker sometimes. And from there, I saw that the club was actually closed. And I was like, okay. But then next to me, there was like these two guys, and they were speaking a language that I speak too. So I approached them and I started speaking this language, and we started chatting, and we were chatting like, hey, where are you from? What do you do? And why are you speaking this language? Okay, so in my recording, I got cut off because the battery ended up, and then I had to sleep for a few hours, and I woke up now, I think, refreshed enough, and I'm meeting with our friend. So what I talked was what happened during the midnight. It was great. I really enjoy it. I felt a kind of sense of happiness or of joy that is not like too extreme, but it's like I really understood how important that was to me and how impactful this night is going to be in my next, I don't know, in the future. And just wanted to share with you that sometimes you have to let yourself open and let the serendipity to actually come, and you never know what to expect to happen from meeting with your a comedian that you like, to meeting unexpected people. I actually saw a superstar OnlyFans here in the region, right? Which is one of the friend of a friend of these people. And it's crazy. It actually reminds me a little bit of New York. You can actually pretty much get this kind of serendipity in New York. It's something that is not common, to be honest, across the world. Is you have to be in specific cities for these kind of things to happen. But that's for another talk. I really appreciate that you hear this quick update. I wanted to share something, obviously, outside of the usual AI talk or the creator to zero to creator. This is more like my journey, which at the end of the day is part of it. It's part of this whole thing. And who knows how this gets implemented into broader AI. So see you next time. From zero to creator, the journey unfolds. With each step we take, the story unfolds. The warm sense caress as the piano gently plays. Notes blending together in harmonious ways. A symphony of hope guiding us along as we embrace.